Despair, frustration and fear. They're some of the emotions Melburnians are feeling as Australia's second biggest city goes back into lockdown for another 6 weeks. The daily COVID case count is now the highest it's been since the pandemic started. Reimposed restrictions, which kick in from midnight tonight, mean millions in the city and residents from Mitchell Shire, north of Melbourne, will have to stay home except for a handful of reasons. Some businesses say it's Groundhog Day. Others wonder if it's a tipping point, fearing that some enterprises that survived the first round of lockdowns won't be so lucky this time. Gavin Coote reports.
Tanya Hanoush was planning to launch a new menu at a recently reopened southeast Melbourne wine bar today. So she was floored when she heard about the renewed lockdown.
I'm feeling a little bit empty at the moment. I think, like many of us in this industry, we were really agile and we innovated as much as we could at the start.
Having already switched from dine-in to solely pick-up and delivery when the pandemic first hit, she's unsure if she can endure a second round of lockdowns.
For me personally now, I know I've got, as I like to call it, innovation fatigue, so I'm feeling a little bit exhausted and deflated. I don't know, you know, what our community is going to be thinking in terms of what their buying habits are going to be now, whether they're going to want to buy, you know, takeaway wine or food.
And how's the team there feeling? And are you pretty confident you'll be able to keep them on during this time?
I'll keep the core staff on. Yeah, my staff is like my family. So for me, we're going to make sure that we keep everyone on. And even if we just reduce some of their hours by a little bit, but they're still working with us. And that's going to be the main thing for us.
Bree Miller runs a beauty salon in Narrawarren South, in the outer southeast of Melbourne. It's been open for barely a month after emerging from the earlier 9-week shutdown, and these new restrictions have caught her off guard.
It's scary. It's nerve-wracking to think, look, at the end of the day, we're a small business. We're a small family business. So it is really scary to think that, you know, if this is a prolonged thing, like, that is make or break for a small business.
Bree Miller will be relying on the JobKeeper wage subsidy to keep her staff on the books. But her immediate focus is accommodating some last-minute clients before the shutdown takes effect at midnight.
So getting as many clients in for their a little bit more necessary and, you know, treatments that they really need rather than just want, getting them in for the next 24 hours.
The stay-at-home orders apply to all of metropolitan Melbourne, along with the Mitchell Shire on the city's northern fringe. In one of the Shire's bigger towns, Seymour, Stuart Locke was last night one of many locals doing some grocery shopping before the lockdown begins.
There are two queues, half the length of the supermarket long, for the cashiers who've just been hit by a wave of which I'm part of. So the mood here is, it's sort of like a mild anxiousness about what will happen, because I've never seen this many people this time of the day in this particular supermarket.
Stuart Locke runs the Shire's only bus service. This morning, he'll be sitting down to try to figure out what it means for his business.
I'll be dealing primarily with school principals and bus coordinators to work out what bus services they will want next week, because we'll be cancelling quite a few of them, especially the private schools that we deal with, which means I'll have to put staff off and not run vehicles and so on. So, yeah, it's a pretty major change, but we've done it once already this year, so it's sort of like Groundhog Day.
As business owners and residents once again bear the brunt of this COVID crisis, back in the Melbourne wine bar, Tanya Hanoush is finding it difficult to imagine what the future holds.
I thought I could anticipate, but I'm kind of at a bit of a loss now. So I think sort of in a new paradigm of the way consumers will buy, the way consumers will dine, I don't think the landscape of dining will be the same again.
It's Melbourne wine bar owner Tanya Hanoush speaking there with Gavin Coote.